Books on Tape presents Isolation Ward by Joshua Spinogle. Read by Scott Brick. The history of medical innovation has shown us unwilling to resist tangible individual benefit even in the face of unknown risks. From uncertainty in xenotransplantation, individual benefit versus collective risk, Nature Medicine 4, pages 141 to 144. 1998. 1. Baltimore. This is how it started. At least this is how it came to me over the telephone. 6:30 a.m. from a local health official trying to keep it together, fighting against little sleep and a ballooning fear that this might be the big one. A week and a half before, 4:15 p.m., a 31-year-old white woman presented to the emergency department with a sore throat, muscle pain in her legs and back, and a dry cough. She had a slight fever. The staff doctor thought it was garden variety flu, gave her some fluids and Tylenol, and sent her home. 3 days later, she was back at the hospital. The pain in her throat was worse. Her tonsils were engorged and flaming red, flecked with pus. She'd added a good 2 degrees to the fever. This is Celsius now, so she's up to about 104 Fahrenheit. And a collection of new, disturbing symptoms. Abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding gums, bloody nose. Rectal exam showed bright red blood, indicating hemorrhage in the lower gastrointestinal tract. She had severe pain in the muscles of her neck and back. The guys in the ED tapped her spine, analyzed her blood, and started her on IV fluids. She was beyond emergency room help, so they admitted her to the hospital.